From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Before there was Google or any other search engine, there was a phone-based information hotline at the University of Kansas. It was set up 40 years ago to control rumors at a time when the campus was embroiled in racial violence and anti-war protests. From member station KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri, Laura Spencer reports that, surprisingly, that hotline is still going strong.
It's a cool spring morning outside the brick and limestone Kansas Union at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. It's quiet here as students thumb keyboards on their phones as they walk briskly to their next class or wait for the bus. But 40 years ago, the student union was firebombed.
Even after the burning of the union, after Kent State happened in early May, campus came very close to blowing up.
Outside the union wearing a tweed cap, historian Doug Harvey says things did blow up a few months after the union burned. Two teens were shot and killed, and there was a citywide curfew. Like other campuses across the country, KU set up a hotline to try to quell rumors.
KU Info.
Senior Justin Saylor, with cropped hair and a stubbly beard, sits in a small kiosk near the entrance inside the union, with a phone in his hand and a slim laptop on his desk. These days, most of the questions he gets sound like this.
Who do we talk to you about parking issues in the parking garage?
I've heard. You'll actually have to call the parking department.
Okay. It's rare to get questions like back in the day.
What were the real lyrics to Louie Louie?
Kip Grossons worked at KU Info in a cramped office in the 70s when the phone line transitioned from a number to call about bomb threats and curfews to everything else. It was a 24-hour service with a cot for the overnight shifts. Grossons used a Rolodex card system, reference books, and newspaper clippings, and describes the staff as walking card catalogs.
Especially some of the more experienced staffers who were there before I started. I think back now that that's probably what the people who built Google had in mind, was to have that kind of range of information right at your fingertips.
Google is referenced a lot here, and Brian McClendon remembers KU when he lived in Lawrence. He's now a vice president of engineering at Google.
KU Info is actually an early version of Google.
McClendon says he called KU Info as a kid to find out if school was closed.
It had information before anybody else did.
Back in his office, program director Curtis Marsh holds up an index card from 1991 that says, "We've got Carol Brady's maiden name."
And this looks like they had been looking and looking and looking for this information and were only able to obtain it when they found someone who was a real Brady Bunch junkie. Of course, now what the staff can do is go to Google, type Carol Brady's maiden name, and the very first thing you see in 5 seconds is Tyler.
While KU Info now gets far fewer calls than it used to, it still averages 200 a day. Besides information booths on campus, queries now come by Facebook, email, and text as well. So why do people still call KU Info? Google's Brian McClendon.
Could you imagine calling KU Info today?
If I had a specific question about KU and I couldn't find it on the web, then I probably would give them a call. The number has been the same. I'd certainly know where to look.
But McClendon says he's not surprised it's still around.
There are still things that aren't put onto the web as quickly or as accurately as you'd like. The research that the KU Info team does brings this information in, and a lot of people actually don't know how to use the web or know where to look.
But they still know where to call to get answers to almost any question. For NPR News, I'm Laura Spencer.